We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking with the Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, Perry Wiggins. He's a Lieutenant General, retired, and lots going on in the news, obviously, with Afghanistan and such. It's what we've been primarily talking about here today, and it's kind of fitting that all this is going on. We were coming up on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and I think a lot of folks are kind of are on alert, and maybe probably they should be, just in case we ever experience that again. We don't ever want to forget that.
Yeah, we always want to maintain vigilance. I think the expectation of the American people, and you and I talked about it, Brandon, is that they're going to be safe when they go to ice cream stores and malls and go shopping, and they should have that expectation. That's our moral obligation as a nation, is to protect our citizens. And so as we go forward now, we're going to have to maintain extra vigilance. For me, 9/11, I think the thing that we got to make sure of is we got to make sure that we look out for each other. Those of us that wore the cloth of the nation, those of us that served, those are the guys that are feeling these emotions, this anger, this anxiety, those sort of things, which is all normal. We got to reach out, make sure we put our arms around each other, because 9/11 is going to be a tough time. I mean, it really is, because I'm sure some of the pictures are going to come up on the television are not going to be good. So for me, I would tell those individuals, do exactly what I do. There's an off and on switch on that television. Just push it. You don't have to watch it. Go do something with your families. Go do something to recognize those that paid the ultimate sacrifice following 9/11. Those are the true heroes. Those are the ones that really have kept this nation safe.
We have a caller that I think that's calling in, has a question.
Yeah, before we jump into Robert's call here, I wanted to just kind of put in a brief comment that earlier this week I had an opportunity to interview Lieutenant Colonel Robert J. Darling, who is a former Marine. He was in the bunker with Vice President Cheney during all that time, and we're going to be featuring that coming up Monday on the GMCF podcast. He is going to be the guest speaker at the 9/10 event, September 10th event, the Day of Remembrance. It's going to be at Manhattan City Park. It's an amazing interview. He tells stories about what it was like, the emotional side of it, the tactical side, the decision-making process. And then he also has quite a message for hope. So, you talk about 9/11, the impact that it makes on so many people. And General, you were in a different capacity. I'm here in a civilian side, and what we felt that day, never felt anything like that before. Hope never feel that again. But I just kind of wanted to put in a quick plug, because this is it's a wonderful message that he has.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing it. Yeah,
Robert, absolutely. It's your turn.
Okay, thank you for talking about watching the news and seeing what's happening. We had the hurricane come through Louisiana. Those people are sitting down there right now with no power and food, no gasoline, and can't get anything to run. And now it's gone up through the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts. It's just amazing. It's the suffering that's going on with millions and millions of people. And by saying that, years ago, the generals out at Fort Riley wanted to have their own power station to be able to man their people within 20 miles of Fort Riley. I think it's a wonderful idea if we put a cogen in there to burn the trash from all over the area and make electricity to man the fort, so that when the tower goes down, like we've seen in Louisiana, where it'll take forever to put it back up, and we lose the feed, they say they're going to shut down the coal burners anyway. We lose the feed into town. They learned a lesson down in Florida after Hurricane Andrew, and every gas station has to have their own generator. Well, they don't have that in Louisiana or New York or anywhere else, or even here. And it would certainly be to the benefit of the citizens in this area and the military if you had your own power generator out north of the fence, so we wouldn't have to run into the fort to build the thing and to supply the trash to it. And we could supply 20 miles all around the fort with electricity right there on base. Thank you for your consideration for this.
Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. And, the Post is always looking for new and innovative ways to create really resiliency for a post and readiness. So, I'm one of the ones that came out of Fifth Army, that's Defense Support to Civil Authorities. And as soon as I got to my home out in Chapman, Kansas, I installed a Generac generator because I've got refrigerators full of food and other things, and I just believe in having that type of insurance in case you have an emergency or a catastrophic event. So thank you very much for your comment.
Well, he brings up a good point. I think I saw that Governor Kelly had a release out. There's a bunch of guardsmen that have been sent even from here, from Kansas, down to Louisiana and Mississippi. And I think we kind of forget sometimes that it's not just, foreign battles that we're fighting here. Military help here at home for disasters.
I mean, that's exactly why you have your National Guard formations. So they're Title 32, and the governor basically sent formations to other states that are impacted under emergency management agreements. And every state has them, whether they send helicopters or send engineers or medical personnel. We did it during COVID. A lot of the hospitals were augmented with military personnel right out of Fort Riley. There was teams that got sent out, I believe, to Houston, to hospitals, and they helped administer the immunizations. So the United States military not only fights and wins our nation's wars, that's its number one mission, but it also has an inherent responsibility to support the homeland. And we do that through the National Response Framework. There's actually a document in case of emergency, and you have supporting to supported. So in this case, you have the Federal Emergency Management Agency standing on point and serving those folks impacted by the hurricane and the rains. And you have the Department of Defense in support.
All right. Well, that's going to take a long time for that all to come back online. I haven't seen the pictures. I've been hearing a lot of it on the radio here about the power outages down there, but just a devastation. Doesn't sound like it's on the scale of Katrina, but nonetheless.
Well, they say it's worse in some places, specifically New York, because it's so widespread. It doesn't necessarily take the impact of the winds. When you have really buckets of water landing and the ground is saturated already, the flooding really can create havoc. And then it's months after that because you have mold problems and other things that are associated with the water.
They say in New York they've never had flash flooding in the city such as this. And they're calling it biblical. And I've heard the word. I've heard that 11 were killed in flash flooding in New York City. As a result.
Yeah, it seems like in New Orleans and Mississippi and Charleston and places that are used to flooding, people know how to react. When you get to places like Pennsylvania and New York and they encounter floodwaters, a lot of people want to try to drive through it. That is not a good idea. And in this case, a number of people were swept away by floodwaters by trying to drive through the floods.
What is it about Labor Day weekend and floods?
Oh. That's right.
Holy cow.
That's 3 years this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I remember Labor Day weekend, was it 2 years before Michaela and I were in here and we had the earthquake?
Right.
Felt that earthquake live on the air on a Saturday morning? That was freaky.
Goodness. Well, I'm about out of time here, but it's certainly good to talk with you here today, especially with everything going on in the world, and good to get your perspective. Thanks for being here.
No, thanks, Brandon. I appreciate the opportunity, and once again, have a great Labor Day.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to wrap up our program here for today. Tomorrow, we're going to have folks from the Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We'll also hear from the Kansa Student Table and Greg McClure. Karen Hibbard will not join us tomorrow. She's going to the game. So
she's already on the road.
We're going to have her next Friday.